Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the final second.
The whistle is gone. And Sligo Rovers are the champions.
By the riverside,
well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Okay, fair welcome, everyone. Episode 4, Season 2, Sligo Podcast. Marty Ross, how are you?
All good.
Good weekend, boys. Yeah, on Monday night, yeah. Ronan?
Roughing off, Adrian. Roughing off. I indulged myself in some local hostelries, as we've been calling them the last few weeks.
Said you were going to take it easy this weekend.
You promised us, man.
Yeah, if you got into Friday, then it's tough to stop, you see. You know?
Did you go anywhere Friday night on Saturday?
On Saturday, I did. I ended up having two hooks on Saturday, would you believe?
Oh.
I had breakfast there at 11:30 and went back for lunch at 2:00.
Just by yourself, like?
Just me, yeah. Just me and my own, yeah.
Oh, you're spotted now. You were whining and dining. 14.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
By all accounts, it was described as, yeah.
Who's your source, anyways?
Oh, Marie was walking through the town, yeah.
Oh, fuck. You don't need to tell us anymore.
That's it. We'll scoop for another week.
No, I was very quiet myself. It was Father's Day yesterday, which was lovely. Ross? Your last Father's Day without being an actual father, but yeah, you have a bump there. So did you get treated anything yesterday?
What did I get treated to yesterday? I went out for a meal with the father and what did I?
I never said happy Father's Day to my own father. I was thinking of myself all day.
That was your father, yeah.
Jesus.
Marie got me a lovely little baby grow, and she got the rugby club crest put onto it.
Right.
Yeah, that was nice.
She got
nice
the baby.
Touch.
She got the baby that.
Huh?
She got the baby. It's not a man-sized baby grow, is it?
No, it's a little small
baby. Yeah, for the baby. Like.
Yeah, for the baby. Yeah. Not for me.
We had a bit of, not hassle, but I stopped a good few times around the town or around different places yesterday, and a lot of private messages and texts about a tweet that went out. Barry Amani's the blame. Suggesting that Niall Murphy played for... The Foreign Sport for Strand Celtic a week out from the Mayo game.
Who were we to know it was a dodgy source?
Yeah, well, I was actually at the Strand game myself for the second half, so yeah, obviously knew he was playing, but we just tweeted, great to see him getting his eye in, and people who you would think would be clued in enough fell for it all, like, and various, he has to be dropped and all this mess. Well, Barry has issued an apology to the people of Sligo and all the Gaels, and I play it here.
Hello there, Sligo Way podcast. Barry O'Mahony here. Just in relation to yesterday's crack on Twitter, just to confirm, Niall Murphy did not play for Strand Celtic versus Ahana. Even if he had played, he's a centre-half and he wouldn't know where to go there. Niall was actually training with Sligo yesterday ahead of this weekend's clash versus Mayo. So for those of you who were messaging the Sligo Way podcast and Adrian McPartland, regarding this issue, it was a bit of crack. Niall, once again, didn't play for Strand Celtic. And we're all looking forward to cheering Niall and the lads on against Mayo on Saturday. Come on, Sligo.
Wow, a very nice touch on Barry there. He took time out of the day.
Very drawn out apology.
It was drawn out, but he's in Kilronan Castle today on a Monday. Yeah. So I think he's going to pop.
Sounded sincere though.
I think he's going to pop the question. I'd call about on something though. I had a photo of afternoon tea today, and he'd, like, afternoon tea is like polished off with a pint of Guinness beside it. Like, you know, he's not supposed to be champagne and tea. Like, and anyways,
do what makes him happy, mate.
Right. Okay. We RF is the guest on the show today, lads, and we're actually just finished our chat with him. So we'll have to see how we'll put a bit into the show, obviously, for the GA. It was supposed to be a preview of the Sligo game. It went into a bit of absolutely everything.
Yeah, covered everything. Covered everything. All bases that are listeners.
Some great stories. Carvery was mentioned, of course. Carvery's he's a big Carvery advocate. We did try and touch on the game, but he's just me all mad. So we kind of get sidetracked with me all. But so that'll be our GA section. We'll go straight into the soccer with Murty. Murty, hello, how are you? Na-na-na-na, we're here, it's like Rovers.
Yes, as we currently speak, Rovers are playing, so yeah. This is obviously going to be old news, obviously disappointing result on Friday.
What do you make of that game?
Look, it was another disappointing result again. Thought we improved. Look, I'm not going to lie, I was in the Blue Gloom flight tonight.
Son of a bitch.
I did not see the game.
The I'm joke. Waiting for your Rover analysis.
I too hung over this week to Buffett.
That's brilliant.
I didn't even know what I was going to say.
You were sweating absolute bullets there.
I was just going to say something. The first half was obviously shit, the second half was good.
Well, look, we won't go into the game, so, but look, we know the result. You don't have to watch the game to see the result.
It's a match going now, actually.
That's what I've been trying to keep up with it.
There's trouble with the league I go, is there?
Yeah.
I see people giving out about it.
It's nil all at the minute. Johnny Kenny's just had one pushed out for a corner. Nil all, 42 minutes.
Like two defeats in a row after
and I suppose the problem with the game being tonight is that tonight's now a big, it turns into a big game.
It does, isn't it? Yeah.
You need to kind of bounce back and get a result if you want to keep pace. Well, Chams are playing Bowes tonight as we speak as well. But no, like, you'd definitely be looking for a result tonight, especially heading into a couple of weeks with the European fixtures as well, you know?
Yeah, we're touching that. We got a trip to Iceland. I'm not going to pronounce the FH.
We'll just call it FH. Yeah. Actually, a few lads, Egg's been kind of keeping an update.
He's been an Iceland correspondent. Yeah, Manager got sacked today.
Manager got sacked today. They've already appointed someone else. So they must be worried. Like, I assume for the Icelandic club, as well as us, like, getting through a couple of rounds is huge. So I assume kind of similar to it was the 2014 when Rover sacked Barraclough, in the season break, because they knew how important it was to actually win through a round.
Well, hopefully they don't get that new manager.
No, but I assume that's, I'd say they're probably following the same logic. Now is probably the time to do it before a couple of weeks out from the game, you know.
Sister was telling me she does all the stuff in the Sligo Park that they've called it. They're definitely staying for two nights, a travelling party of 30 at least. They might stay for three, supposedly, so they're clued in enough.
They'll be ready to go. I'd say they're like...
Eight internationals?
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge... Iceland were in the European Championship.
No, it was like, I think it was, we were looking at the draw. It was like, it wasn't the worst, but it definitely wasn't the best.
Well, I thought when it came out first, I thought, oh, that's not the worst. And then when, like, as you say, Egg has been nice and people put up a bit of information about them, it's like, oh.
Because they are improving, the Icelandic league, like the national team, they're improving, so.
It'll be
try and reach out to someone in Iceland for an interview.
Well, like, try and get that money. I'm trying to think who. Bjork, maybe? She's Icelandic.
Probably looking for a bit of exposure.
Yeah, I can't even think of anyone that's Icelandic, to be honest. Tonight is crucial.
Yeah, tonight is crucial. Hopefully, we can get a result for tonight's out.
So, we'll start with Cartran. Carberry yesterday.
You're up for a look at yourself.
I was up for the first half. We have to strand for the second half.
Yeah, good game, actually. It ended with a spontaneous round of applause, which I never actually seen in junior football. Yeah, it just ended and people started clapping, so they must have enjoyed the game, I assume.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think we were back on...
Sligo clappers were back.
We were back on in the pub. It was just a spontaneous... Maybe it was... I suppose the last few minutes were exciting.
Was that the presentation for the jersey before?
That's
for the game, yeah. Fair play to Carby with their with their logo on.
Shout
the jersey.
Shout out to Jinxie Shorts as well.
Jinxie's getting a bit of grief about the shorts. But no, it was a good game, I thought. They were obviously... I thought we actually started well. Then they got... Like, when they scored the first goal, they were very strong up until they scored the third goal. They scored the third... Made it 3-0 after about 60 minutes. And kind of at that stage, you're probably looking at damage limitation. But we kind of hung in there. Donald Gallagher got a goal in 75. And then we got a penalty with about 3 or 4 minutes to go. And it just made it exciting. Actually, Jinxie made an unbelievable tackle in the last minute when it just like it was opening up. But no, I think it was like, you know, I think both, like most clubs are just treating this as, as pre-season.
Which is right. No, I thought, so you said yourself, I thought the first, I know I left at half time, but up until they scored, I thought, I actually did think you were the better team.
Yeah, we had a couple of great chances now. Yeah, they did, like when they scored, like they're just, they're very.
And they're clinical. Like, you need to take your chance. Yeah, you had a few like kind of small scrambles at corners and stuff.
So
someone could have put a toe on the ball.
Oh, big time. Yeah. I thought we could have been ahead, but they're so clinical when they, and like even you could see them in times when you watch them, like they play lovely football at times. Even at 1-0 up and 2-0 there, they had a great chance where your man hit the post. But
yes,
they're a good side. They're very good, and I think they have improved. You know,
I think so. Yeah. A lot of new faces,
and it'll take them time as well. I think like every other team that's been off for a year, it's going to take a bit of time, I think, to get back. But I just thought the second game in that cup, I thought it was actually a really good game.
It was a good game. Well, from what I've seen, I went out to the second half then, I went out to Strand Celtic, they bit off on a 10-1, so there's not much to say about that.
No.
Strand are a ridiculously young team.
Yeah, what I was remarking yesterday, like Strand, it's great to see them. It's
seriously young team. I think the oldest could have been around 22 there, maybe.
In the pub last night, I think someone said the oldest player on the pitch by the end of the game was 21.
I said that. I wasn't in the pub, but I texted
my conversation. Yeah,
I know it started with a few older boys. You know, Aaron O'Boyle that started, but it's not as if he's a veteran.
No, it's great to see.
By the time they finish, I don't know. 10-1.
Well, Shamrock Gales are playing Eastern Hearts,
playing. And Shamrock Gales have three teams now, so it's definitely you have to take. Look, fair play to them. They were there at 11. They've done it now. It could have been a few more from the time I was there. And I don't think the Aachen manager went on Ocean Femmes 4 training talking about the academy or anything, but it wasn't quite the 14.
No, it wasn't quite the 14.
Ballester bet 4-0. Yes. Do you want to go through the results, actually?
Yeah, I just have the results here in front of me. So Tubber beat Ballester 4-0, and that's in Group 1. And then Carby beat Cartron 3-2. So that's the Group 1 games. So Group 2, Strand won 10-1. MCR beat Merville 2-0. And Manor got a walkover against Ballymote. And then in the Premier League, Glenview went out to Grange and won 3-0. And Drumahaire had a walkover against Gairdín. Group 2, Ballygawley drew it, Kilglass and Scrone, and Carrick beat Killarney 3-0.
Is the few walkovers any bit worrying, or do you think, what do you think, why did it happen?
I'm not sure. Gairdín entered the thing and then pulled out, so they're still officially in there with results.
Ballymote,
I think that they were doing their big fundraiser for the year, it was a golf classic.
Right.
So I think that was on yesterday morning.
Okay.
So that was probably planned pre the game's been coming out or something, but yeah, a little bit. But look, I suppose it's probably going to be harder just in this.
Well, there's a lot on now with everything.
There's a lot on, yeah. Should we even find, we're saying it ourselves, there's a lot on, But it's just good to have games.
That talk, the under two only, that's gone. There was no big pickup on that, was there?
No, there was. There's still an interest in that. That could still happen, yeah. I think 10, 11 clubs might have showed interest in it.
Okay, and when's that going to be played?
Well, they'll be looking at playing that. It'll probably be like midweek during now.
Well, that can only be played in Astros, will they?
Yeah. I'll have to check that for you.
Sorry, I put you on the spot.
I think there is still talk for it, definitely.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe they were talking about playing it in maybe July and August in the off season and playing it midweek, just playing on a Wednesday night.
So. All right.
I'll look into that for next week.
Do. No, that's good. That's all for us, I think.
That's pretty much.
You have Jalan to collect?
Yeah, Jalan to collect, you know it.
Watch the Rovers this week. Yeah.
Well, I'm going watching them now.
Right, goodbye.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this fella.
Okay, hello. Welcome to the rugby section, Roscoe. How are you?
Fantastic.
Probably a bit. Well, no, it's busy enough for you. I suppose the weekend is going to be quiet on the pitches, but you were back pre-season.
Yeah, we're back training there Saturday morning. About 20 of us for the first session back, so it was just nice to get out there, stretch the legs, see how everybody was. So that's the start of it now. Great to kind of be back. I've been able to, put out all the planning. It's great to actually be on a pitch again.
Yeah, I called out to watch a few minutes of it. A few boys looked in good shape.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, I suppose. Just all the young fellas now, they're literally all in good shape after 18, how long without playing games. Like, definitely wasn't like that when we were. I remember famously, whenever Sligo came back in January, used to lose all of our games. We only had about 2 weeks off over Christmas, but still managed to all put on a couple of stones.
Yeah, because like they were there. It was warm, obviously, during the cup of the run, and their top few of their tops off. It's like, fucking hell.
Yeah, they weren't the physiques when we were that age.
Jesus,
anyways.
No.
But I know it was really good to see it now. So we're back now, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Any encouraging new faces there?
Look, the big encouraging thing is there's a lot of lads this year. There's talk we might have enough numbers for an under-20s team as well, which we haven't had before.
Very good.
So we're just doing a bit of a Zoom this week with all the potential people eligible for 20s, and we'll see what the interest levels are like. But there's a lot of them young fellas coming into the senior setup now that will be more than capable of playing and training. So
it'd be a nice bridge to get under 20 though as well, if someone aren't ready or just get...
Yeah, it is. It kind of eases them into the... Now, a lot of them are physically ready for...
I get you.
It kind of eases them into it, and it's kind of good attacking rugby as well, and they develop a lot there. So look, it's exciting. It'd be cool if we could put out a 20s team this year as well, along with a first, seconds, and third teams. It'd be a nice thing for the club to be able to do. So we'll see what the numbers are like there over the next couple weeks.
So what do you want to go to next?
Donegal Byrne made his debut there.
He did.
The Irish 20s. It was really good to see. We're very proud of him.
Your tweet you put up.
Put up a tweet now. There is speculation that it might not have been Donegal with the carry.
That guy was a bot who said that, though, was he? Faceless egg on Twitter.
Yeah, so we'll have to...
Irish rugby liked it, so we'll go with
that. Well, the commentator was talking, as well, so we might ask Donegal. We'll see if we can get a quick chat with him over the next couple of weeks when it settles down. But
how did he do when he came on? They won.
Yeah, they did. He played really well. It was a good performance, actually. It was an enjoyable match to watch now. I really enjoyed it. So it's good for them to be back playing at that Six Nations. So that'll set them up. It was a good win over Scotland. I think they've had the number of Scotland the last couple of times in the 20s. Yeah. But
is that week on week now?
I think it's going off now for the next while. Yeah, okay. It's pretty rapid. But what else is going on there at the moment? Yeah, no, just a rugby club this Thursday as well. Tag rugby is coming back. So for the next 2 weeks, I think they're having a tag session. So for anybody that hasn't played tag before or wants to get back into tag, for the next two Thursday nights, they're just having friendlies. So just rock up to the club. You'll get given a team. They'll explain the rules to you. See if you like it. And then they'll try and find you a team. So anybody listening that wants to try tag rugby, just come there Thursday, 7 o'clock.
That's just to try a tag. Is there a date for that?
The league is starting then Thursday, 3 weeks' time.
It's coming pretty soon. So
yeah, it's going to go over 10 weeks then in a row. So it'll be busy then. I think there's the final night then will be on a Friday. So it's Thursday nights, I think. So there's still room for a couple of teams and for individuals that would like to play, don't have a team. Come there this Thursday night at 7 and see if we can.
I'm sure there's Facebook pages up, etc.
There is. So we'll share a link to the club or something. So my last bit of involvement this week was the Irish Sevens team qualified for the Olympics there yesterday, beating France. A bit of an upset.
Yes, I've seen a lot about that. Yeah.
So there is a Sligo connection to the Irish Olympic, to the Sevens team.
Go on.
Terry Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
Okay.
He would be cracking his father at a wedding there a while back.
Correct. Yeah. So his father is Terry Kennedy Senior. Brother of Joan Quinn from the Quinn family.
The Tofts dynasty.
Tofts dynasty. Yeah. So he was an Irish international himself, nicknamed the Rat.
He was senior.
Irish international. Yeah. Jeez. So that's a big rugby connection there. So Kennedy's Bar in Sligo.
Yeah.
That's kind of an homage to the Kennedy rugby connection there.
Very good.
So Terry Jr., a bit of a superstar now. He's scoring tries for fun. Scored some important tries there over the weekend. So he's actually, I think he was in the squad. So they started off 4 years ago.
Yeah,
as a qualification process, at the very bottom of the league. So they've worked really hard in a couple of years to make it to the Olympics. And Terry was actually, I think, in that inaugural squad. So there's a couple of core lads there that have been there since the start. So it's nice for them. It's a different sport, really. A lot of people enjoy it because it's just all attacking.
So quick, yeah.
It'll be good. It'll be good when the Olympics happen. It'll be another Irish team, another bandwagon to jump on.
Definitely, yeah.
But actually, they'll do quite well.
But it's funny. Remember someone texted me a WhatsApp group while back, lads, Irish call for Olympics.
Yeah.
Put fucking money on, they could win it.
Yeah, that Jordan Conway fella from Tullamore, he's a superstar. Like, he was top scorer in the World 7 series. So that'll be something good to watch as well when the Olympics roll around. Nice to have a bit of Irish interest there. So. That's my rugby review this week.
Very good, Roscoe. We'll talk next week.
Okay, the GA this week is a little bit more comprehensive for the week that's in it. We have the famous RF from RF Come on Twitter, the guru of all my old football, down with us today. And this is a lengthy talk that covers just about everything. And actually not a huge amount of the game at the weekend. There's bits of that, but it's just about everything. So here we go. Let's enjoy our interview with RF.
Okay, lads, joined by a special guest here. It's the, I was going to say, the world famous RF, the Mio man. He's here to talk about the new WAP mobile internet data that's been launched in Ballyconlan during the week. What's it, can we call you? We just call you RF.
Call me Ref.
Ref. Very welcome to what you call it, RF Towers. We have a plush hotel suite here. We're very professional. Well,
thanks for having me, lads. I tell you what, it's a lot nicer than my place, I can tell you that.
Did you get any of the mints yet?
No.
It's Mark McSharry tackled them last week. No.
You're a fiend for the middle.
A few myself.
Yeah, a few myself.
The table service now is a bit slack, but like, I'm delighted to be here, lads.
So we're here to preview the Connacht Championship quarterfinal on Saturday. The big one.
Are we?
Yeah. We're going to get in depth, and by the end of the talk, I'd say we'll figure out who Sligo are going to win.
Yeah.
So I actually nearly wasn't here, lad. Sorry. Again.
Rockstar.
Lost my keys in my car, my van. Memory is playing up a lot. I've noticed the last few days, like forgetting everything. I can't remember the last time we all won in Ireland at this stage.
The kidney stones passed.
They haven't yet. I think one of them came true, but it was I didn't get to catch it just in time. It flushed.
I haven't heard about someone getting kidney stones in a long, long time.
And I've heard of three people recently. One of the listeners, a fella came up to me at the match yesterday. I won't name him, but Stephen Keeney came up to me.
it's something to do with the poor quality drinking water.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, it's happening a lot.
do an expose on it.
It was the worst pain I ever had in my life. I won't go into it anymore. I talked about it enough.
No, well, I don't think you did. To be honest with you, I was intrigued about it. I was like, what's the process when you have them? Do you like, is there not laser or something to?
I think if they're over a certain size, there is. If they're over 5 millimeters or something.
And it's below 5. Like, would that come out the chap's eye?
That's where it comes in. One of the boys I said, he thought he had to shit it out. staff. He's an intelligent enough fella. And I go, no, it comes out the. Cock, like.
It's great that you were an awareness for it now.
Yeah, I'm raising awareness. I could be an advocate for kidney stones.
People have been asking me all about it now.
Yeah?
Like, people have been asking me, like, genuinely, yeah.
I was curious now and I don't even know yet.
I don't know, can you
what
stop
are the telltale
them?
Signs for people?
Well, I woke at 7 o'clock dying to go toilet that morning and I then thought I was constipated and then I just kind of collapsed and was sweating.
Like, could it not come out? Like, could you not
No, couldn't come. The stone was blocking it, obviously. God, no. We pop up there.
Football.
I know, we'll keep going on about this.
Well, it's good to hear about, because I'm sure if I'm thinking about these kidney stones and how it works, I'm sure there's other people, and I think.
Look, it was a relief.
Service, yeah,
it was a relief when I found out what it was, because I didn't know what was wrong with me, and then they found out it was kidney stones, but. Yeah. Hopefully, about a kidney stones hit the Mayo panel this weekend.
Well, we've already got one or two big injuries.
We'll go into that. So, Killian's gone.
Killian's definitely out.
Is he had surgery?
He's had surgery. The morning they put out the statement, he had surgery.
Okay.
So I think to just do that, in case some dickhead like me spots him retroactively. What a good operation.
So season over?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And club season too. Like, I was watching Ballintubber play Saturday when I went to... they'll be missing him now big time this year, and they're looking like they're going to be under pressure regardless anyway. But Killian's out. Jerm is definitely out as well. Like, even though it's a twinge, they're not going to chance him. So, yeah, there's two big names gone already. Like, and
well, the thing with Killian O'Connor especially is, like, his score, everyone knows his scoring, but against a weaker side, he doesn't let up. Like, he's
an absolute bastard.
Isn't he? Yeah.
He's an absolute bastard.
He's like a flat-track bully. Like,
he likes the records too. He's, yeah, you can see he just wants.
He's ruthless. He's absolutely ruthless. And he's what? He's probably 30 this year, and he's, like, all-time scoring.
Already,
still another few years, if he gets over this injury.
Would he take a pint, you think?
I don't think so. I don't think any of them lads take a pint.
Really?
No.
Wait, hang on.
I've done
a few prank phone calls with Colin Boyle back in the day in IT. Yeah. It was Johnny Coggins used to manage one. Was it St. Coleman's school?
Oh, he could have. That would have been Boyle's old school. Like.
Yeah, we had a big rivalry with them, Kevin Coss and the boys. And but then when we got to IT, we were great drinking buddies and we were doing pranks on the manager.
That's one thing I suppose we probably were going to talk about, is that maybe the difference with Sligo and Mayo. Like, these lads in this Mayo panel for the last 10 years are...
Robotic, nearly?
No, they're worse. Like, robots break down, like. You have to turn them off and turn them on again. These lads are 24-7 around the clock, I think they're thinking about football, like. And it's off-season. Like, the strength and conditioning of these lads. Yeah.
But do you think that goes against them as well? Like, are they over...
cooked, like, mentally?
Yeah.
That's a good
point. Is it a pressure to win? The end goal for me always is the All-Ireland now.
Yeah.
There's no Conn titles anymore. Well, I know you have to win a Conn title this year to get to a fucking All-Ireland. But,
I think we got five in a row that time.
Yeah.
Like, people were kind of like, it's just about getting to the final now. And like, and when Rocha were coming in, he didn't win one. But
that's true, but he still came closest probably to
yeah,
the other
yeah, yeah, we weren't going into these games and Galway wanted to prove something. We didn't. We were going on a different route and we were blowing teams out of the qualifiers. But yeah, they're nuts. These lads are absolutely nuts when it comes to preparation. Like, and you can see it in them when they play these teams and even at club level, they're blowing lads out of the water. They blow Division 3 teams, 2 teams, 4 teams. Like, if they put the foot down, like they did against Clare there for 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There's no stopping them. And there's young lads coming in now that are 21, 20, and they're already in better shape than a lot of inter-county players because the strength and condition programme Mayo has to be one of the best in the country, bar Dublin maybe.
Okay.
Because, like, look at the lads that are coming in now. Like, Owen McLaughlin, his first year playing inter-county football. He's 3 years playing football.
They're ready to play, straight away.
He started playing football in Leaving Cert.
Really?
He made a Hogan Cup final playing wing back. Like, he was a cyclist. He was a national champion at some level of cycling, and he just, Horne was managing Westport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got him in, seen this guy's legs and this engine he has, and said, this guy. Like, he was down doing ball skills every
night. Just cycling by him in the street. Yeah. You there!
Wing back!
What day is it?
That came in about 10 years ago.
Just how can you come on so much and try to be a top class county footballer?
Because I think he had the natural.
Yeah, I know that.
Ball skills and everything else that he had is what made the difference. Like,
yeah.
He was doing it. He Horne had him down doing sessions on his own every evening.
Jesus.
Just solo
Christ.
One and kick passing and hand passing. And, like, you know, learn the basics.
Now, that's going to, I suppose, to bring a Sligo for the first time here. If a Sligo manager said that to a maybe Sligo player, you'd be like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, weirdo.
I'll see you 2 weeks for the FPD. I know my spot is safe.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like,
there's a lot of it too.
I suppose it's easier for a Mayo manager to sell something like that to a player. Look, there's a fucking All-Ireland here for you probably. There's a good chance we'll come close.
Exactly.
Where a Sligo manager,
yeah.
What are you selling? Like, oh, you can play for your county maybe.
And that works for a few guys.
Yeah.
You know, the pride. And it is a massive part. And, you know, there's a lot of proud Sligo football people around.
Oh, there is.
In the club scene there, you'll have just as committed fellas. And, like, I was involved with Omar Gales for a couple of years. And you go around to the different clubs and you'd see the guys that, you know, they don't get the pat on the back or they don't get the bit of recognition. I'm sure, Mark, you have the same in the junior.
Oh, 100%.
The rugby club has got Joy Harris there that do it for the sake of it.
No, they all get paid. Massive money out there.
Oh, that's right, that's rugby. No volunteerism out there.
No, that's all gone different. 10 years ago, you weren't AIL. Like, you were a junior club.
Correct.
You were like Westport and everyone else. Like, I recall Sligo rugby not being a superstar. Whatever happened, obviously, the few pound helps, but... back to the Mayo... Just one more thing on the strength and conditioning of the Mayo team. Like, you know, Barry Solon with Arsenal.
Yeah.
Like, he was the one who laid the foundations there. And even when he was working with Arsenal, he was still advising Conor Finn, the current strength and conditioning. Like, he is now one of the best in the country.
Finn?
Yeah.
Well, the boys loved him when he was with Sligo. He was with underage teams.
He has one of his colleagues now, the person who works for his company, actually is with Sligo now. Is it the Gallagher lad?
I'm not too sure. Sean Boyle does this, the head of most of the, I think.
Oh, the Johnny Gaul.
Yeah. Now, he's very highly rated. Yeah. Anyone I talked with him,
I was at a talk with him before up in the centre of...
Excellence. In Skerden.
Yeah.
All right.
Centre of improvement, we call it.
But look at that. That's something Mayo doesn't have.
That's true,
like,
yeah.
Facilities, right? Facilities-wise, there's nothing wrong with that in Sligo. You've got a centre of excellence. You've got a county pitch. Stop clicking the pen.
I know.
I tell him every week.
I do all the time, I'm nervous too.
Just royalty here in front of me.
Edo just threw down the pen in a petty fashion.
Yeah. He stormed out.
But you have got a centre of excellence, something Mayo doesn't have. Like, we're renting out Ballyhonus when we need it and so on. And you don't want to use it because it's so open and it's public.
Yeah.
The pitch, Markovic, is absolutely beautiful now. I know it wasn't, but...
Jesus, we came to play the first championship game last year since Skiva. It was... I couldn't believe how bad it was. Oh, it was
really?
Ridiculous. No, it's probably improved since then, obviously. It did improve as the year went on a bit, but...
I played a Junior B final there 2 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. Like, this is...
Well, that was when it first opened back again in 2019. Yeah, it was in serious shape then. It was class.
Lovely stadium. lovely stand, way nicer stand than McHale Park. Have you ever sat in the
stand?
Fucking poles in front of you.
Yeah. There's poles in Rockwich too.
There is, but 33,000 a month they're paying on repayments, and still paying for that. 24 more years.
And is that like, why? Really? Is that why there is no? Is that yeah? That's why there's no centre of excellence
we're
really, because you can't.
Okay. We can't hardly feed the underage teams, and we're
getting rid of big fucking big millionaire magnates in London, and you don't talk with him. No,
that ended badly. Unfortunately.
Okay. So Saturday, Muir going in after getting promotion, which was, I suppose, the number one aim for the league, obviously, to get back to Division One. How crucial it is. How would you think what their league form was? I was impressed. Do you think so?
I thought it was, come on.
The 40 minutes against Clare there.
I can give
down a nice hock in. I know they put out a few, maybe change the team around for the Meade game, but still won by. How much against them?
Meade had a second string team out. You have to remember that. Mayo were an All-Ireland final the year before. Very unlucky to get relegated. Probably had a bad year last year. They should have been, like, they were expected to win the league. Okay?
They were, yeah.
Now, I thought they'd win it, or I thought they'd get promoted anyway, and that's great. But like, they're not playing. They're not playing for 70 minutes. And if you want to beat Dublin, you got to be going home for 70 minutes, and you got to keep the foot down, not letting teams back in. And this is the only chance Mayo have to practice that. You can have all the A versus B games you want.
The Westmeath game springs to mind when I think of hope for Sligo, kind of thing. I wasn't overly impressed with the Westmeath game. I think, like, and we said just before you came on air, Mayo can bring teams, can play at teams' levels as well. They can go down to levels.
It's like the NBA. It's like a good team in the NBA. They just play above the opposition over 70 games or whatever it is for the season. But we've only got 4 or 5 black. You've got to. You know what I mean? It's not a slog we're in here. It's a knockout competition. And you need to be, because you need to practice that when you're up against Dubs. There's no point coming in. We do it now, lads.
So they come Saturday, Markfitch Park, and go whole hog 70 minutes.
No, they won't. They won't. I'm telling you now, they won't. They might go 12 up, but they'll lose 6 or 7 of them points, and it'll come back to 6 or 7 points probably. Mayo normally, like, if you look at the form, you look at the history books, like, I don't know what the odds are. You might as well check the odds for me.
That's just where I'm going.
That's his side of the house.
The handicap is 14.
The spread, 14. Don't go near spreads. So I can't understand people.
But I imagine Mayo are about 1 to 100, I'd assume.
Well,
are we saying there's no chance? Not a chance in hell of a surprise.
1 in a million.
1 in a million,
so
you reckon?
You're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah. I like those odds.
Yeah, Mayo are 100 to 1 on.
Would it be the biggest? 100 to 1 on. Would it be one of the biggest shocks?
Better than you can get in the bank straight away. Money back.
Would it be the biggest shock? Wouldn't it be the biggest shocks in the last 20 years if.
It'd be the biggest shock ever.
Do you think so?
100%. I think it would be the biggest shock ever. Like, they always bang on about that time Clare beat Kerry in 92.
Yeah.
But, like, Kerry were poor.
Leitrim winning the...
Yeah, Leitrim won.
But that's gone now. All them magic
that day is gone.
Yeah. No,
preparation is way too
far. But, like, we'll go back to 2009, 10 and 2012. Maybe.
To bring up.
Well, we've nothing else to bring up.
But 2000... Mickey Cairns, bring it up.
2012, and we've said it a few times in this show, that Connacht final, there was only a couple of points in it.
Yeah.
And Mayo should have won the All-Ireland that year. But by 2015, we're losing by cricket scores.
Yeah.
How can it go so badly so quickly?
Well, James Horne, James Horne brought in.
Is that the whole S&C thing and all? Yeah, like the professionalism?
It's just like they blew teams out of the water for you. Like, we were going to matches. I'm 32 tomorrow, by the way, if anyone's sending me a
Jesus, you would have had something here for you.
Ross.
I tried to get him a pint, he wouldn't have it, yeah.
I don't know, not yet, anyway. Like, the last 10 years, since 2011, 2010, like, I have been 21 watching these games, and we were, you know, the best age you could be, first time having a job and a few quid in your pocket going off to your mates every weekend. And by 2011, 12, 13, like, we knew we were going to win all the games, like, bar the Dublins or the finals. Like, there was games,
our finals.
Like, you'd be going to Dublin for, like, it used to be the quarter-final weekend.
Yeah.
It was the best weekend ever to be a Mayo man. Like, you'd be going up with 400 or 500 quid in your pocket. You'd be landing. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have a place to stay, but you'd find someone above in Coppers or outside it, or in the chipper across the road, Babylon. Operation you'd find somebody. You'd be like, "Hey, can I stay in your house?" Yeah, and you'd be up in the morning. You'd be making your way down to Drumcondra into Quinn's for 4 or 5 before the match, and away you go again.
So we don't have then.
See, that's it. Yeah,
we had a couple. We had some good days.
No, it's some unbelievable days.
Yeah, and I love listening to your stories about getting the bus or something. Did you get a
we tried to walked through, yeah. We got the train as far as Boyne trying to walk towards Commons.
Well, that's
the crow flies.
The crow flies, yeah.
Compass in hand, yeah.
Where did you get the compass from?
I don't know, actually, it wasn't working too well anyways, because we fucking ended up on a farm. Some farmer out to meet us.
And you got a photo of
it. Yeah.
Kind of Samson in hand.
But that was 2007, right?
The Red Parrot could tell some tales. Could tell some tales in Roscommon.
Actually, it's the Red Parrot. You know the Red Parrot in Roscommon Town? No. And we were there. I know we were there a few years acting the fucking thing, but around 2013, maybe we went back with Quayside after a Connacht Cup coming to Roscommon Town. Walked in the door, like, had been there in a few years. You! Out! You want to go?
Who got the glass cutter and put it on the window and actually cut glass off the window?
That was bad. You wouldn't see
like a suction cup glass cutter.
Like, anyway,
it wasn't really. You wouldn't see the shooting. It was like, glass. I remember someone went upstairs to the attic and found like costumes.
Yeah, the costume that was
like massive. Like Pinky the Rabbit type costumes.
Love a mention of.
Yeah, I do as well. I photo my niece at home in summer with Pinky, and she's scared shitless of him.
I was Pinky for a while. I worked in my
get out.
That's why I met
you. Were Pinky?
I was Pinky, yeah.
Ah, I know I'm only messing
with. I was. I worked in Westford House for about 7 years, like from my teenage years up to through college. And Pinky, like, it was the most disgusting, depressing looking animal.
Do you know this?
No.
Westford House has a mascot, Pinky the Rabbit, his giant pink bunny suit.
That doesn't make any sense.
Could we reunite with Benny the Bull?
Benny the Bull and Pinky the Rabbit.
Yeah, bury them.
Selective breeding there, lads. A powerhouse mascot of the Northwest.
Where were we?
So, we're talking about the Red Parrot, actually. Somehow we've ended up with the Red Parrot. Oh, it's just good.
But then, like, I'm sorry, that's back to, okay, you were saying, is there any chance you were saying it'd be like a shock of all time?
Of all time, I'd say.
I'd say it would probably be, yeah.
Well, I suppose because me all going, well, yeah, but... I don't know.
1 to 100 is absolutely amazing, lads. Well, I'll just
free money, like. If you had a million, I'd happily. You'd have the money back and.
Would you watch it? If you had a million, would you watch it?
There's no way, lads. I'm sorry. Like. There should be.
I'm one, just a fucking.
There should be one, two.
It's sport, like. Literally, yeah. It could happen.
I know, but it's a.
If I had £1 million, I wouldn't be spending it on or wouldn't gamble it.
I probably wouldn't gamble it on Mayo now. Of all teams, they're probably the one nobody would.
I wouldn't have any.
I think there's a chance in everything. Okay?
There is, yeah. I'm with Ado on this one, 100%.
I know what you're saying, and there's a chance in everything. Like a lot of things will have to happen. A
lot of things will happen. No, look, yeah, it is a sports match.
Yeah,
I agree.
But we're free thing. If a draw, yeah. Even like what happened, it could be a draw.
But like I remember when Sligo. Spread's 14.
14 years old, is it?
Like, I remember Sligo being crap when we were very young.
Yeah. During Division 4. I remember going to, in 93 yeah, yeah. I was, and watching Kilkenny, Sligo.
Like. But then they'd rock up, like, Galway might rock up, and you'd draw with them, and then get beat by 50 points in June then.
That's Champo, you know? Like, that was back then, it was so...
Well, technically, it's the same this year, technically.
Yeah. But, like, a lot of the top teams spend an awful lot of time. You think that, it's not that they'd be trained on the pitch. They do an awful lot of stuff with their mind space, and they're like... their headspace and where they are coming into games and mental well-being. That's
it's
called.
It's a lot different from 1995.
Yeah, but like, that's why they try and eliminate the mental side of it.
Galway won the All-Ireland in 98 and then came to Markovitch Park the next year and we should have won,
yeah,
and
Joyce
then bet us like 21 points to 5-4 in the fucking...
You get your chance. Race,
so yeah. No, so that's not going to happen this Saturday, so no.
Well, like, I'll just stop you there. 14 points is a great bet. I think Sligo will not lose by 14 points.
I was going to, because as you said, I was listening to your podcast during the week. And you said 7.
Yeah.
I kind of laughed. And I thought you were trying to be kind to us.
It'll be a
7-point
win.
7-point win.
Like, how much did they win in the end by? That's what I think.
Okay.
But look, if you've seen Mayo playing in the Clare game, they're susceptible under a high ball. They don't have a specialist fullback. They have a goalkeeper that's poor under a high ball. Like, what's stopping them putting two big lads inside? I don't know about putting Murphy in there. Surely there's some physical presence. I mentioned Pat Hughes.
You mentioned Pat Hughes, yeah.
Just someone physical, just to make them, just to put them under pressure and pump ball in. You don't need to do much. You don't need to have much legs to play that game. Hold the middle, fill up the middle, and then turn. If you can turn them over, just pepper a few in.
Well, I don't know what they're going to. I've been like asking around. Is there something special, like different planned? Because the Wexford game last week was one that I was never as downhearted. I was never as downhearted watching a Sligo game. I thought they'll surely try something now that they're going to put in for against Mayo.
Yeah.
Because they conceded 2-14 against Wexford.
2-14 against Wexford.
And like they were shipping big scores. They didn't score at all. Like, what did they get?
Seven points.
Oh my God. Like
so like,
points.
Or was it nine?
No, well, it was nine.
Nine, lost by 12.
Well, I'm amazed by it.
So how do you get your point? Sorry, not drop it. How do you get your score big enough to beat Mayo or compete with Mayo and not concede the other end?
You
like
you shut the door and you just hold it.
Well, that's why I nearly expected against Wexford to see. Right, like, just play 13 behind the ball. I always reference Romana.
Or Torres Strand, maybe.
Tour de Strand win championships though.
They do, but when they go outside of Connacht.
Okay, yeah.
Or when they go outside of Sligo.
But you'll rarely see Fermanagh chip a beaten. They'll always be competitive in the last few minutes.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. I remember,
and that's, the football isn't great. It's terrible actually, but still.
Yeah, like, and it's a gamble, but you have to, you I'd have much to boil that. It down to 2 or 3 minutes. That's what you need to do when you're playing. Like Tour de Strand played Ballintober below in
Enniscrone.
Yes, yeah. I was down at that day. And like they held into it, they held it up until the last 2 or 3 minutes, and they could have snuck it. Like that's what Sligo need to do. But you need to be doing that all year long.
So
maybe you should just put the Tour de Strand team in playing against. What's the story there? Like,
there's a question. Do you reckon Tour de Strand would beat the Tour de Strand, just best 15 would beat the rest of Sligo?
It's been a question. It's a question that's gone around one of my groups.
Oh, yeah,
I'd say it's gone around a few. But like, I'm looking at the outside now. I won't be an expert in senior championship.
Go ahead.
How could a team win 5 championships in a row and have not have a major presence in the panel? Like, could you imagine Cross McGlenn in the noughties?
Yeah, there's a lot of people asking that, but I don't know. Like Johnny Kelly's an obvious one.
I've seen him. Is that the black haired?
Yeah, centre forward.
I was like, how is this guy not playing for?
No, I don't know. He played 2 years, but I don't know. Believe not wrong.
Enough,
I believe it could be his own choice with that.
Yeah.
Not sure.
But I'm sure. And like I talked to a lot of people on Sligo, and they all say that there are footballers out there playing club level that if they did commit, that would be probably on that.
There would be, yeah.
Because you know, you brought that point up earlier on about the reward isn't there for some of these guys if they're serious.
it's not
worth
it. Well, with the counties like Sligo and whoever else.
Yeah.
But that goes. It brings you on. I was changing the subject there completely. I'll get on to that later on. But like, look, Adrian McIntyre, obviously, he retired from county. Well, I don't know if he officially retired from county football. He didn't play last year and he's not playing this year. And he's still only 34.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He'd definitely make a difference for Sligo still. Liam Gaughan, I'm hearing talk.
Was he injured? No.
He was. I'm hearing talk he might be in for the weekend.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'd love to see him. I think he's just class.
Well,
class
went down. I watched Tour de Strand train one night and then.
You must hide in bushes around club grounds and places. Yeah,
I've been known to.
Put a trench coat on you.
My binocular across the road. You'd be impressed, and I have watched them. And actually, you win 5 championships in a row. Like, it's a serious achievement. But like, you look at the competition. It's changing. Is there a team that's constantly chasing them? Like,
ourselves are probably.
I think the standard of other teams has dropped.
Club football in Sligo, I think, and that's just fellas might fucking abuse the shite me when it comes when it starts now with back that I can say. But I think from when I started playing in 2003, just say club football has definitely standards dropped.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, leave myself open here, fellas.
But it takes balls to say what you're saying.
County players back then, you would spot a county player a mile away in a club game.
Yeah.
He wouldn't lose the ball, like, unless nearly another county player tackled him or whatever and did dominate. And now it's probably not as obvious
if Alan Kelly was managing a senior team in Sligo now, would he say the standard has dropped? Was he the
manager? Alan to manage us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won championship.
Come back and walk in and go, jeez, lads.
I'd say he'd find a difference. I think the game has changed ridiculously, though. I tried to play, when's the last time I tried to play? Like, I was injured for a while and tried to come back to a senior and. Just a completely different game. Like the pace of it's just.
It's a huge commitment now.
Yeah,
Senior club teams in Mayo and intermediate teams now are putting in the effort what Mayo are doing in 11, 12. Like they're doing 4 nights a week. They're doing gym sessions. They're doing video analysis. They're doing their dietary stuff. Like it's insane
what club teams
are doing.
Yeah.
Like it's pushed it up to the point where it's not fun anymore, I don't think, for a lot of people that it's so serious.
Yeah.
I've noticed in the last couple of weeks that junior teams are thriving. Because
bit of crack is
good. Yeah.
Like it's, and you go to a junior game on a Wednesday night in Mayo, it's football at its purest. Like there's no one defending the football.
Yeah.
Track them back. I should score one.
We played Curry in the Division 4 on Friday night. It was great crack. Yeah, it was 5-9 to 17 points or something like.
Cracker.
Yeah. Thriller.
And like, you know, when you give the ball away, you're going to get it back.
Stopped in Howley's on the way home.
Beautiful.
Absolutely buzzing. Outdoor area. It's a shed. It's indoor still. Yeah.
Tom's
a good man. Cash
legend,
only.
Yeah.
Around 70.
He hates Revolution. Yeah,
around 70 fellas there dealing in cash only. Like. Curry,
of course.
and no ATM, so how did you.
No. The roundup. There was a fellow with us. He's a plumber and he'd be out of cash in his socket.
But I wanted them.
Sure, get your shoes, Scotty. Yeah. And Scotland, England on the TV, not a mask being worn, apart from Tom's lovely wife was going around with a mask on.
Beautiful.
It was great.
It was a highlight stop in there, isn't it?
But we were going off the pitch because we just got changed the dugouts, obviously, and we're chatting. I said, we'll go to Howley's, the fuck, go to Howley's. And just one of the Curry boys was like, dude, it's open, yeah, just go around through the funeral home. Shouts out to us.
I know, it's a great spot. I said, Manny, the sun. I actually ended up at a 21st there before.
Same.
I'd done some serious.
I don't even know who the girl was, and I was up there. I had photos on my phone still of this with this bird.
We've done some big days there now.
Steve Kilcoyne's 21st in there as well. That was
it's a great stop off before Knock Airport.
A lot of people, even like county teams, had stopped there. And stopped there one night for a few.
He's a legend.
Any of the rugby club junkets from back from like the cup finals in Galway, you used to always end up in houses.
We always
stop
there in the back. Yeah.
It's just you see it on the way down, I think, and if you know, you can park the bus.
We have a photograph of
the Christmas lights still on it. Like,
they got rid of the Christmas lights. They got rid of the Christmas lights. So I think Sligo Stats had it up.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Whoever he is.
Whoever she is?
No, it's a he. It's definitely a he.
Is it a he?
Yeah, yeah. No, not us. Not us.
That's the only reason I come up here.
60% people know it's not us.
61 now.
I hope that's not taken up wrong what I said about club players. And count the difference. But also, you have to look back critically as well. That them Sligo boys, that from just saying 98, 99, all the, or 97 were in the Connacht final actually, all the way through to 2015.
Yeah.
We were competing. Now, I know there's a big defeat in 2015.
Yeah. But see, it's you made a point there about the older players, like you have the Paul Taylors, the O'Hara's, the Harrisons, the Buck from Eastern Herbs, he's the ginger
lad. Ross Donovan.
Like, these guys are absolute warriors, like, you know, they're naturally strong, they're naturally competitive fellas, and some of them are country guys, and I know you mightn't think much, but like, it adds a lot of weight.
It does.
A country lad. It does. Just back down.
Yeah.
It makes an awful difference, and when you're grinning at me, you hate the country, right? I see the townie coming out. But it does make an awful difference when you're playing other teams that they're not doing strength and conditioning that they're doing now. So you take away all the strength and conditioning and the preparation, you're going to have naturally strong fellas and guys that can compete. And that's where it was throwing up these big wins and these big turnovers. They're gone now because they've narrowed the margin for error with the strength and conditioning and with the preparation, the head and the tactics and everything else that goes with it. That little window of opportunity has got smaller and smaller as the time goes on. And that's why the championship should be split into three sections.
Well, that's
how do you even it? How do you even it?
I need to reiterate it again about my point there, lads. Sligo some top class footballers still, I do believe. I wasn't trying to insult anyone there, but
what you're saying is right, but you, like, it's a hard position for you to be in because you're involved in a club.
I know,
you've got mates and stuff. You don't want to be a dickhead, right?
Yeah, I think they're top class players. There is.
And if you go around to clubs in Sligo, and I see it myself, and I'm underage, that's what I couldn't believe. At underage football, I seen lads that were just as talented as fellas in Mayo. Like, you could easily pick 15 lads, right? At 16, 17, 18 year old, I was looking at guys thinking, that guy, if he was in Mayo, he'd be Welcome Crow Park for 3 years. No problem, right? And you look at the last Connacht school final that was played, it was in Charlestown, Summerhill.
I was up at it, yeah.
Yeah, I was there too. Great crack with the young lads with the chanting and the fireworks.
I was a few Summerhill chants now. I was dying to get involved. They needed a bit of
this old ultra coming back. You call that a chant?
I was up, but they're up to give me the S, give me the Summerhill. I don't like the tune to go into then. It's I can't think of it. It should be something else. And just
are we all, are you Summerhill lads?
Yeah. Well,
the grammar.
Yeah. Okay. And Glasgow Rangers. What the fucking is the difference?
Like, that'd be a song we used to sing now. But
yeah. The grammar and the grammar.
I thought that was great fun that you had that.
We had a tremendous time.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
My
what were on about something there?
I was going to tell some grammar. I was actually going to tell some grammar stories.
Young fellas in county finals.
Summerhill and.
But we've kind of got a medal, didn't we? Yeah. Were you in that? Did you play that
team? I fell out with Dave Keneally at that time.
Oh, okay.
Connacht A medals.
Yeah.
Juvenile.
No, nice. Junior.
Junior, sorry. Yeah. Junior, yeah.
The one before
senior.
What year was that? 3?
It would have been 2003. I was four, leaving 3. Yeah, 2003. Yeah.
Pete Nordic's in the final. Great game, bad tracks of time.
That was in Tubber Curry.
Yeah.
We had monumental battles at Summerhill and Royal School and Rice College and Westport. Like, I think we played 30 from first year to leaving cert. We played 13 times. It was either a semi-final or a final. That was in soccer, rugby, and Gaelic. Nearly all the same sort of fellas played. Like,
yeah.
And I'd say, and same with the St. Jude's and the Summerhill game that was on 2 years ago at the end, but before COVID. Like, Summerhill had better footballers.
I was, you took the words out of my mouth. I couldn't believe they lost that game. They were way better footballers. They were.
But you know what, Adrian? It's the fucking same every year.
Yeah.
They have more talent.
But remember,
when it comes down to it,
There was a fellow come on wing forward, I think, for Gerald's. And look, he looked to be carrying a little bit of fucking weight and rebuke. Remember, the fans were abusing the shit of him.
Yes.
When it came to the fucking crunch on the last, he got two or three balls and he got a score as well.
But they kept that made the difference. Yeah. They kept to the game plan. I was with a couple of Sligo fellas that I knew. And I was saying, and I go, there's a couple of lads out there playing for Summerhill now. And different socks. They just had that look of, you know, they were trying to stand out. It's like, don't be doing that.
I agree with you 100%.
I said it to one of them. I won't name the fella I was telling them, but I said to him, I guarantee you that fella be sent off by the end of the game. And sure as fuck, who was waddling off with the mullet, the buck, was that I pointed out. I'm telling you, there's some excellent football. And some of them don't even make county teams. Mark Walsh, as you call him up here.
From Omer Gales.
Yeah. Was.
Jerry's son.
Jerry, a legend. Myself and Jerry, the minor team in Omer Gales. A hard man to keep quiet, Jerry, on the sideline.
He's afraid of me one day, remember?
When
he went to work, that fella's not well in the head, he told me. He works at Ross,
really?
I seen my partner at the match. I was like, I came up after half time. I told him I watched it now. I'm very impressed with them.
You'll have to give him my regards anyway.
I will.
Me and Jerry, we're a good old combo through it. But Mark, if that was the Mayo, I think he'd be playing.
Really?
Yeah, he's Owen McLaughlin's back. Like, freak. Like, he could run a pace that no one else can in football, I've seen anyway.
But like, the Sligo Miners bet Mayo Miners last year in the Connacht semi final.
They did, but they.
I know it was a bit of a freak of a year as well.
It was a terrible day.
It was up in Beacon, yeah.
That Mayo team were absolutely cash.
Were they? I only watched bits, I can't remember it.
Aye, he says you watched it.
I was in the air dome. I wasn't been a fiver. I wasn't been a fiver for a minor match.
That's the GAA expert.
The funny thing about that Connacht final as well, the game in Charlestown, the Summerhill one, the week before that, Summerhill win the Connacht Cup, the school's final in Castlebar. Is it Mildbush, is it where?
Yeah.
But I went to that. Park, no. I went to that as well. And that was good crack as well. No,
they had the writing
on the fucking.
Yeah, that was
the chance. It probably might be a bit different at the football game.
They were good. The flair, I think, the flair.
Same
as well.
Crew, I'd say.
And, Morsi.
Like Father Crying was there and they were chanting at him. That was obviously. It was on a Wednesday at like 12. I was working at Castlebar and I said I'll go up to it. And Wednesday 12:00, and then the Saturday I think maybe was the football final. Yeah. And they were charging into it when they didn't charge the soccer.
Yeah.
And this dad, sure, I was in Castlebar, you robbing bastard, and I've been a fiver in the GA, charging the fiver.
Charging the school's game.
Charged into it.
Connor Council do. Should have to pay for the dome.
Would they have been charging for that game back in 2003?
No.
They probably would have.
That's where I got my Summerhill.
It was the level before, below senior, it wasn't junior.
That's right.
That's
where I got my ban from Summerhill sporting events. I wasn't allowed to go to games officially after that Tobacco Kerry one.
Well, what happened?
Nothing at all. Someone threw something. I did not, that's not my style to throw something. I like to throw words out of people. I like to spit rhymes.
You can deny that.
Word and, grenades.
But that's what the band. So we had to travel illegally to games after that.
Yeah, like Sligo have loads of talented footballers.
The
game Saturday.
Why are we here? They have loads of talented footballers. Loads of games development also facilities are there.
Yeah.
Soccer is a big problem.
Well, that's another thing.
It's not a problem, but like, I know
I was just about to say Gaelic is a problem, because at least we're successful at soccer.
Yeah. that's a massive thing. You got a major population around the town, and they love playing soccer. And they love the Rovers and everything that goes with it, and it's great.
But like, they deserve it. Yeah, there is still Sligo is a football town, like soccer town, it always will be.
Full stop.
You know, but like there is still like there is an element of like, you know, we grew up in town, we all play Gaelic, you know. They probably need to find a way to keep more town people playing Gaelic past, like say the likes of like most of my friends, and like I have a good few friends who were like really talented at football, but all probably packed it in past.
Well, that junior team you were on about, who is there anyone still involved in football in any way?
Well, Ewing was in that team.
Ewing, yeah.
David Rooney played county about 5 years ago.
You'll, yeah, but you'll do well.
David Rooney,
St. John's. No, St. John's. He would have played for.
Soccer player as well.
He played a bit. Yeah.
He would have been a good soccer player as well. Yeah. Roach would have played. Roach played county for Sligo at 18. He played a league game up in Kildare.
But she didn't. He wasn't seen it after 21.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They need to find a way to keep people more.
Yeah.
Especially in town, I think, because like it's a huge area. You know.
There's only three clubs: Colliery,
John's, and Mary's, I suppose. Yeah. City Gales, whatever.
Yeah.
Who?
There was a team kind of around Cranmore, City Gales. Well, it weren't even Cranmore, City Gales, yeah.
City Gales.
They played.
Up in Summerhill.
Well, they played on Collegians football. Did they put goal? You know where Collegians you see across the road in Scarden Cemetery?
Yeah.
I told you the story before, that Wesley Charles was. My father was in goals, and Wesley Charles was.
I heard the myth that he played.
This guy from where is St. Vincent and the Grenadine?
St. Vincent and Grenadine,
yeah. 6 foot four with dreadlocks.
I'm with City Gales. What a name for a team. City Gales.
We're going off the topic a wee bit.
Yeah, we're not.
The game Saturday. But slight, the thing I was saying, I said this earlier, like, I go 11 behind the ball, and then if you have, like, the likes of Niall Murphy, Liam Gaughan, I was saying Carabine and Peter Nocton.
What's the story there?
I don't know. I actually don't know. But they're four like top class footballers. Yeah. And then I know working the ball up from Trumio is a bit hard. But like, them four would surely get scores against any team, I think. Now, service is, you'd have to look, it's not that easy. And Mayo
are. Look at it objectively, right? Yeah. Mayo, if you put 14 behind the ball, right? Mayo don't have a free taker now. They've no one from the right hand side to take a free. They've no left footed free taker.
Is Towie, I heard, going to be taken over, is he?
If he starts, but is he going to play him? Is he going to play James Carr? Like, if you could keep him down to freeze, like, why not? Like, stop them. Stop them from playing. Stop them playing football and bring it to the last 5 minutes.
Well, that's.
And then unleash. Just get stuck into
that. You may as well lose by 10 at that stage if then 4. Like, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah,
so is that the tactic, lads? Is that the only tactics that you'll have?
Anything you can do. Well, look, if you were playing Football Manager, that's what you'd be doing. The ultra defensive,
Jack Charlton,
until the last couple of minutes, and then you go for it.
Unless you totally take the Mighty Pride and play 11 in the forwards. I just see what happens.
Don't track back at all.
Just see what happens. I've maintained, I used to joke.
I used to joke
with the Curry lads that, instead of bringing a man back, that you actually put a man forward and see what the other team do. Instead of having four wing back, or four half backs, have four half forwards.
Have you ever done an 8-1 in a match that you've had the free man and you've put him up front?
No. Yeah.
And it was successful.
We pushed, I tell you what we've done.
Pushed in the middle anyway.
Yeah. There was one chance again last year, one team, we knew we were going to push and a fella back.
Yeah.
He said, go up and fuck him. We put a forward on him to mark him.
Yes.
And your man didn't know what to do because he was just there to sweep up ball kind of, but sure he wasn't. And
see, a lot of good managers, what they'll do is they'll free up their best player, their county player normally, and then just let him run.
Well, it should be impossible to free up a county player at club level, I think. They're going to be marked, surely.
But if you have a free man.
You mean as if you go 14 against 15?
You free up your main man. And
the other club can't let. You can't let.
Well, Mayo should have done an All-Ireland final last year. They went in at half time with
black card.
Dublin with a black card. We brought on a defensive option, Michael Plunkett. What we should have done was brought on Keith Higgins, or bring on Higgins and free up Oisín Mullan. Just go for it. We didn't go for it. We give up.
We watched that in your house, didn't we?
That was the night of the Christmas party.
What was it?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I don't remember much. You watched the game again the next day.
I watched it a few times again. It was just, I couldn't remember.
Your interviewing technique with a few pints is very, very aggressive. It's like you couldn't give the man a chance to answer the question. I forget who it was.
Barry,
would you? I don't remember it.
45 minutes of the interview.
That's it. It was a wild night.
The next morning I woke up dying and creaked open the laptop and started playing it back. Oh jeez.
I said 16 minutes. You were trying to sing the song at the end.
Oh, yeah. We'll release that someday. 8-0 left, you stormed off.
I don't remember. I think I fell out.
Tried to wrap it up then.
That's unreal. That too. Yeah.
We barely talk. We're trying. All right, let's go.
We were trying to sing the song.
Trying to sing the song then. Yeah. Oh man. We'll release it at some stage.
I don't hear that.
It's hard. It's hard to listen to your own voice back.
I found that, but anyway. When I did with Ocean, like. And Austin O'Callaghan's a genius.
You had McKenna on one evening.
I did.
Are you still talking to him?
Not really, because he's fucking, he's jumped a shark. No, he has. I was mobile number, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he teased us that he would come on, didn't he? And
then he told us he'd come on.
He would.
No, but he looks for a few pounds.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I suppose he has to make some. He has to have a box somewhere.
Yeah. Sunday evenings with you and Noah.
I love it because somewhere between the the lick arses on Twitter and the fucking glory hunters have go off the few likes, and Ewan McKenna is the truth. Ronnie McKenna between the two is the truth. I always find anyway. Like he,
I can't have that. I can't have Ewan just say stuff that people will.
He says for a reaction, right? But he has a small like.
He's a really good journalist. Like if he just stuck to writing about sports, he'd be really, really good.
I don't know when the last time he talked about sport.
Huh?
When's the last time he talked about sport?
That's exactly it.
Does he even watch sport now?
I don't think so.
He just waits for someone to die, sir. Surprisingly
complimentary the Irish Sevens team this morning.
Was he?
Yeah, very strange of him.
He was asking about you were to New Zealand transgenders.
He's probably having a
pop. He had a go at them.
The what?
The transgender.
We won't go there.
What happens then when it happens in Gaelic football that a trend? Anthony Brennan have you on the team straight away.
We wouldn't mix.
No, you don't like them.
Yeah, but Ewan's a bit. Okay, we'll just cut a little bit out there, lads. You might know this, but Ewan was on thing. But sorry, back to the hearing your own voice. I got Oscar Collins, an absolute genius. Ocean FM, his class, he said, look, no one likes to do it, but just listen back to it. And then.
You get better.
But by the time. I'd listen like a few times, I couldn't give a shite really.
Like, I don't know why I even started doing it, to be honest. There's so many people around, do our own podcast. And the guy I have on with me, Enda, is like, there's no one out there that knows more about football than him.
He's involved with Kilmovie, is it?
Yeah, the Kilmovie man. It's the first time managing a team, like, done the podcast.
Did he get it from the podcast,
maybe? Get a bit of clout. I think, mainly, yeah, because he didn't really manage him before.
Yeah.
And, like, they said, we'll give this guy a job. And he knows his stuff, like, there's no and, like, for a bit, that guy. He knows. He just knows. He can pick a bet, and nearly every week he nails it. Like.
That's so. You reckon that 14 is a serious bet? You think Sligo will come in within 14 points on Saturday?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What do you think?
But just before you pull the trigger on me, Mayo aren't going to be playing the game in Markovic Park on Saturday evening, and they're going to be 13 points up, and they're going, shit lads, we have a minute left, the handicap.
That is a problem with handicap betting.
Handicaps, yeah, it's a waste of time.
No, the more I'm listening to you, the more I'm getting convinced that Sligo plus 14 might be a good bet, especially with Killian out.
Yeah.
And if Jermyn O'Connor is gone.
He's out.
And like,
I'm just wondering how Sligo play. I think they have to have something different, surely, than we've seen the league.
But like, if they mix it up, every team, no matter what standard they're at, they can put a bit of aggression into it and they can get stuck
I don't know, can this, that's not a thing, they're obviously big, strong, fit lads, but I think, as you said, the physical, the Mayo, is just another level, like.
What did Galway put on them?
Bit of dirt, you need
borderline
it.
Dirt, yeah.
Look at the best players in the country do it.
Yeah, 100%, like Johnny Cooper.
What did Galway put on them in 2019?
That was only 10 points, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was 3-10. That was only 4. That was 6-4 at half time.
Yeah. They were very negative though in the first half, Galway.
But so it's like, I don't know, 6-4 at half time in a championship game against Galway.
It was a breeze, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
It was a bit of a breeze, yeah. Because we were actually going to backside, we'd be leading at half time.
But you were waiting to see the toss, weren't you?
The toss, so yeah. So you can find stuff like that, you find angles like that.
Yeah.
Connacht Rugby used to be a great one as well.
Sligo have a good record in Markovic Park. It cost me a lot of money a long time ago against Roscommon.
The Saturday evening, 2015.
A great night out too.
To go home and tell me how lady I lost it all. Don't forget it.
The trick about Sligo Roscommon games up until that game in 2015 was whoever was the favourites never won.
Yeah.
For our life growing up, like Roscommon used to spoil our party 2003-04 a couple of times, and then we shocked them that day in 2015. Yeah. 2007, we won Connacht in 2007. Sligo that day were, because Rovers were playing Shams on the Saturday night in the Cup, and Rovers were 4-1 to be champs in the cup, and Sligo, I think, were 11-4.
Oh,
and the only reason I remembered it was because I obviously did it myself, but it was the day before Father's Day, so that was the Father's Day present, and I won. Now, 10 or double. 10 or double got 187.50.
Beautiful.
Simple. But anyway, I don't know where that story is.
Yeah, the spread 14 points. Whoa.
Well, yeah, the more I talk to you, the more I think we can, really. But
maybe I'll be sent up here.
That's 14 is a lot in Gaelic football.
It's an awful lot.
It is.
Especially when you look at Mayo in the last 3 or 4 years, they just can't hammer a team. They let teams back into it all the time.
Was it Leitrim that played first round last year?
Yeah. No, that was an awful day. That was winter football.
Yeah,
now. Yeah. This is different.
Markovic Park, small. Is it a small pitch?
Oh, it's a big pitch.
I don't know. I don't think it is. It's not small. Like small. It does feel a bit, but it's not like that small.
Believe me.
Gas there enough times.
they have a chance, but sure. Look,
they don't have a chance, you're saying. What are you saying? You're trying to.
they've got a small chance, and they're playing on Sky Sports, for God's sake.
Yeah.
There's no pressure on them. Like, what have they to lose?
Well, that's it.
It's a
lose.
Great opportunity for them.
I just know. I know McIntyre was interviewed last weekend after the game, and he said, "Oh, it's been a whitewash, and we'll regroup in September."
That was
to Gavin Cawley.
That was emotion too, and probably so. Like you said yourself, they should play the Wexford game, and I agreed with you just to get a bit of momentum back, a bit of confidence. And then they go and get hammered.
I know.
It's like it seems to me that when they think they're over the worst of it. It bites them again. It's like, I think that he's thinking, it won't get any worse.
There has to be a turning point at some stage.
But if they keep thinking that way, it's, it can't get any worse.
It can't get any worse now. Unless we're about to be 40 points on Saturday, that'll be...
Yeah.
That's as low as you can go. But it can't. You were trying to do a ranking on Tuesday on the podcast.
The second worst team of the...
So you're saying they were number 30?
29. I don't end in all the many teams. Do you count the...
Well, there's 31, so, isn't there?
Yeah.
Who's worse than Sligo in your ranking? Leitrim?
Yeah, because you bet Leitrim.
Yeah.
Right. pretty good with our COVID numbers, though.
This is doing the players an awful disservice as well.
Yeah.
Like, this talk, like, thing. But, like, someone has to be at the bottom of it. But they're not. I'll go to Offaly getting promoted to Division 2. Like Sligo and Offaly kind of run the same trajectory there the last few years.
Did they beat them in Killoony?
Have bet them. There was a bit of shite laid on, and
they're kicking the ball away.
Yeah, and Offaly have gone up since then, and Sligo have gone down.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think Offaly are any better than Sligo players in there.
No. But you see, it was John Mahan said he had 8 people the first night. And he just carried lads for the year, and some of the lads that weren't committed said, "Fuck it. Things are going all right here. We'll join on." And it's a momentum thing. And you know, if Sligo got a win or two, if they had a decent run of the season, see, it's all about getting the young lads in and keeping those two. And Sligo have a young, like, they've done everything by the book. Sligo, they've localised the two schools. They pushed everyone to the two schools, put coaching officers in the schools. They have the facilities right. They have the players right. But I don't know. Are they bringing in the wrong type of guys? Are they going for just talent and not looking at the heads of these guys? Or, like, to be an intercounty footballer, like I said, you heard about the Mayo lads, it's a serious, serious vocation. Like, would you be better off going with the guy who gives you 100%, that's 80% talent, than the fella that's 100% talent that gives you 60%?
Possibly, and that's why I go back to what I think they're missing. Like, I referenced Paul Durkin a few times. Like Durkin,
big dad,
wasn't the fight, like the most gifted footballer on the ball, but Jesus Christ, he was a dog, like, and and that's also
Galway
to a point.
That day against Galway in the championship in 2019, like it was very noticeable, just the difference in the physique of the Galway lads. You know, they were bigger, stronger. You know, they were just more like. But you're right, though. You're right about there seems to be a lack of, and it seems
they're not around. They're just big ape isn't around even. Yeah.
They're somewhere.
They have to be somewhere.
Yeah. I know it's a bit of a.
But now they can't be absolute stink as well. They can't just show. You can't just show any fella. Philip O'Malley.
That's where you go to the under 16 academy, and you go and you bring in the big lump from Tramore West. That's raw as shite. But you give him 4 or 5 years.
Hello to all our Tramore West.
I was in it today, actually.
In the still.
I stopped. Lovely Central lads. Have to stop in there.
Very impressive.
Blair Feeney really put the game up since the new filling station came in.
In Kerbala there,
at the hill.
A lovely Chinese there as well, actually.
Tramore West.
The Chinese wings. Sensational.
Chinese in Tramore West.
It is very nice.
How are you going to the Chinese in Tramore West?
There's people in Ballinan who go to that Chinese.
There is, I'm telling you, there is.
There is. Yeah, I swear to God, there is. Because I work in Ballinan. There's people who go to Wings in Tramore West, do a lovely spice.
It's a hidden gem. I'm telling you.
It's why am I going to Chinese tonight in Ballinan?
It's only 35 minutes away.
When I'm driving back from Ballinan.
I'd have gone by the
fucking
gone by the time I go back to Ballinan.
You're leaving Ballinan, you ring ahead, you stop in Drummore West and you scoff it in Ballinan.
I couldn't sit with a Chinese in the car for 20 minutes.
I had to go to a lay-by.
Or have someone drive you so you can eat on
I'm an awful secret eater.
Awesome.
Oh, stuff. Yeah, just sniff out to give it some milk. I'll have 4 nights.
I'd wake up in the middle of the night in front of the fridge, like. I sleep each, like. That's why I'm
we brought the boys at the mountain, the senior team, the other night, because there was no pitch. So we said, we'll change it up. We've been training flat out for a while. So we just brought it for a walk at the mountain with Mama Johnson's, the ice cream place after and all.
Nice.
But I had to take it home, the 2 tubs. It was loads left.
Oh, no.
2 o'clock in the morning, I kind of rustled in the bed, and I got up. And I just found myself eating honeycomb ice cream. So I was suddenly in the kitchen just eating honeycomb. I was like, oh, what? It's going on.
We do talk a good bit of food on the podcast. Yeah, this is no.
We might set up a food podcast.
Wings should be looked at, lads.
In Tramore West,
I've heard a lot about it, and like, there's nothing in Tramore West.
Really. The still is all right. We had a few sessions, a few pints there
before Terry's wedding, yeah.
Pubs now are gone, lads. Pubs. How are you getting on with the outdoor drinking the last 2 weeks?
This man is propping up the Sligo economy.
I've been on the beer nearly every day.
I've had
one pint at least every day.
Yeah, it's actually last night was the first night I was actually cold. It was cold with the outdoor drinking. Now there was a bit of a draft going down, you know, down there.
So your immune system shutting down, that's why you're at it.
Kennedy's are our main sponsor for the football club. So I was there on Saturday, Sunday, and I was in the Blue Lagoon on Friday.
Nice.
Great job over the Blue.
Nice. But Kennedy's is a great spot for watching matches. There's enough TVs in there.
Yeah.
So if I was at Round Sligo now, I wanted to bring the lads to watch a match. There's enough TVs, enough corners.
Well, that's been a big... That was a question sent to us a few weeks back. Where's the best place to watch a game?
Well, you see, they have the TV outside now as well today. Okay. So the kind of three tables between Kennedy's and Bourbon.
Right.
You can sit in there and you can watch the game.
Blue has a TV outside now as well, is it?
Sorry?
I just didn't...
Oh, the Blue, there's plenty of TVs over there as well,
The trailer's still there for like €6 for a toast sandwich.
Where?
Outside the Blue Lagoon.
Cool, yeah, they do a great breakfast sandwich. Great breakfast sandwich.
You're not impressed with the price. You're very angry with stuff with that. What? Someone was charging €1 for air.
I'm a fucking angry man.
Yeah?
I'm not angry. No, I take that back. I just, some things that annoy me, I'll say it.
Paying
€1 for air. Come on.
I know.
Come on. And you wouldn't believe
them. You wouldn't have fancy. I had a lobster roll last week, which got discussed. You would have liked what I paid for that.
Try driving around with a slow puncture for a year and you find out how many euros you spend instead of getting the fucking thing fixed. I would have paid for the tyre right there. And like, I know near every filling station, but when I put up that tweet about the air, like the amount of people that message me going, this place has it, this place has free air, this place, yeah.
Could be a podcast in itself.
Good advertising for them. You would say Markfield Park's lovely ground.
Well,
serious, I don't think its location is a problem for me. Serious lack. There's no, if there was a pub right beside it, right?
Is it Tannies?
That's a nice wee trip.
Is there no near a pub, no?
It's like a park, the hotel. I went to, I remember I when the Ford played Limerick in Carvery.
When you brought up the Carvery, I have to say it to you. Like, I said it to you. I tweeted about a year ago.
What a review of the game.
COVID killed Carvery. COVID killed the Carvery. And I cannot wait to go back. I'm a Carvery man myself.
It killed the breakfast buffet as well.
It did. Oh, yes, it did.
I was in a hotel last year.
There's a question here actually for you on Carvery's.
We'll get at the end.
He asked the ref for his opinion on the Carvery crisis that has hit the town. If he was to bring a Carvery serving restaurant to Sligo from either County Sligo or Mayo, which one would it be and why?
Great.
Is there any good Carveries in Mayo?
There is. The Castle Court in Westport's a Rolls Royce Carvery. Traditionally, it's the powerhouse of Carveries. You
know, what's so good about it? Like?
It's just, you know, you want pepper sauce, they'll fucking put plenty of it on. Do you know? You want spuds, you want extra veg, and then she'll always go, would you want a few chips? Yeah.
Do you remember your one?
Shut up.
This one used to, there was above the
Quayside.
Quayside Shouting Centre.
All you can eat breakfast.
We used to go into her, but like, she'd keep, like,
coming out with sausages out of her pockets. She thought
we'd be hungry bastards. And she'd like slip a fucking extra sausage on a roll of beans and she'd go, shut up, don't tell it to anyone.
What's the place up on the way to Grange on the right hand side?
Henry's. Is that
Henry's?
Henry's is a good Carvery now.
If you're going out the way, you're going to go get a good Carvery. It's Sligo town, I don't recall.
Unless it's what they were asking, it's a Carvery crisis.
Yeah, it's been a big question to us.
It's going to come back big. We're four Carvery tongues.
I wonder if at the end of it we could clip all the Carvery sections and put them into one podcast.
You want garlic potatoes, you want a few chips, you're going to some different
I've never seen garlic potatoes at a Carvery.
Garlic potatoes are a staple if you go to Marais.
Not in the Longford Arms
actually. What I got there,
Percy French's.
I got the roast from Bridgeford House at the weekend.
That's posh now.
That sounds posh.
It was a ridiculous feed though. It was sensational. Like
The old beef place.
I got now a slow cooked beef. It was really good. It was a level above just your plug and go fill you up. Carvery now.
Well, that's what like you. It depends on what you want. Like you know
the Bush. The Bush Hotel in Carrick.
Cryans.
Good Carvery. Sorry.
I was going to say, does anybody now? Obviously, with COVID, there hasn't been big matches. But does anybody go to Harry's in Kinnegad anymore? That used to be a great staple for
I was story.
We're different in Mayo.
You sure are.
We go to Ferrix.
I saw a photo of Ferrix the other day. Remember, staff was looking for a vegetable dinner there.
Miss holding the tray. Cutting that beef looks right.
Sligo played Roscommon, or Sligo played Leitrim and Carrick. I think it might have been 2005. So it would have been 21 at the time. But I think the under-16s teams were playing before it. I mean, no, it's 2006. It was the World Cup final was on that day. Italy won it. But me and I, we went up in a camper van with Gary Dillon or something. Anyways. No. But Finney Nally was there. But anyways, me and Hinesy got fairly, you know, well on it. We're starving after the thing. So we went up to the Bush Hotel. And we'd seen the Sligo under 16 team leaving. Now we were grizzly 21-year-olds at this stage, like after 2 days in the beer. Like, tell you, we told you on, that's the team there. So to leave when I was, this fella got injured down the game, and we didn't get our dinner. And she got us into. She goes, "Oh, I'll get a Carvery for you now," and into the banquet room. The two of us just
pint,
yeah, with pints and all. Like, it's a Sligo under 16 team that walked the door. We missed the camper van home, actually. A fella had
got a good feed, though.
Someone random had to come collect us up in Carrick, yeah.
Worth it. Worth what happened to the camper van? It's always something I wanted to buy, like, but it's just...
Yeah, it was a good crack.
Now,
like. Yeah. I'll text Tiny anyway to find out. sorry, game Saturday. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, but Carvery's
the real stuff.
Will the Sligo team go for a Will they go for dinner now in the Carvery? Have a Carvery after? They should have went weekend for a selection of Carvery's
team. Roy Keane's book. He was giving out stink, but the Irish team went to some eating challenge.
That's the fish thing.
Leo Burdock. Leo Burdock. They played Spain the next day and got better at the game. Dude, we were last 3-1 on Lansdowne today after doing the Burdock's fucking fish eating challenge.
So what do we all do Saturday? So any surprising team or will it be much the Clare team?
It'll be Henley, probably in the Hessian, Oisin Mullen, Lee Keegan, Paddy Durkin, Stephen Cohn, maybe in or Owen McLaughlin, Matthew Ruan, Jeremy McConnor. It'll be the same.
McConnor won't play.
He won't actually. It'll be Jordan Flynn.
Jordan Flynn, good midfield, you think, yeah?
Yeah, that could be another place to target, you know?
Well, I was just going to say there, like I know Ruan's. I thought Ruan played okay in the league.
He's only played like 12 or 13 games.
For yeah.
Like, he's not been around that long. So it's going to take a while to get up to that pace as well.
No, it's like, you could be right there. That could be one area to try and get it.
And you've got to look at you. And you're in that position. You have to look at every possible thing. Like.
So who wing forward then?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now.
I actually mean to be the name team. Will O'Shea be centre, will he?
O'Shea probably will start, but they probably might put him inside, you know.
Because of what he'd done in 2015, memories of that.
Yeah.
He just ran over fellas.
But like he was on that McDonald fellow, was he 18, 20? How old is the fellow was marking him?
He was, Kevin.
He was about 20.
Kevin was, he was captain of the parade to say as well.
He was 20, 21.
Ah,
it
was tough on him.
And he was on, I know he got kind of, Daniel May ended up in honour for him. Like fellas kind of ended up on my accent a few times, I think, and that was the biggest size difference.
Aiden O'Shea is way bigger than everyone else.
Yeah, that's the main,
strength teams, he can just bulldoze his way through. In fairness to him, but Ryan O'Donnell will be inside. Tommy Conroy will be the other corner, probably O'Shea. Then the half forward line, you could have Fergal Boland. See, I'd say he will mix it up a little bit. He put a few different names in there.
Well, I was chatting to someone. Who was chatting the other day? Well, he's next county player, but I was just chatting with Mio the game. Like he said, Mio. He was saying with O'Connor, he reckoned the season's over. Like in terms of winning All Ireland.
Yeah, I'd agree with him.
But I definitely think there's a Connacht there. Like you only need to win one game, maybe to win a Connacht, like, and that's the final. You have Sligo and Leitrim, and then you've just to get yourselves up for a goal wherever it's coming.
Even when O'Connor wasn't injured, the realistic target was get to Division One, win a Connacht, and then lose to Dublin.
Semi-final is Dublin, isn't it?
Yeah. To be honest, it's the All Ireland competition now it's turned into a bit of a joke at this stage. They're winning so well. Now I know what's up. Kerry are getting there.
Right? Yeah.
Like that time, Kerry getting bet last year by Cork was the best thing that ever happened to them. Like it's really up them.
They're a different animal this year.
They're hurt and like they were told about it in Kerry.
Yeah.
We don't have that in Mayo. If we lose, there's people patting on the back.
Is there?
There's a great like the majority.
You're obsessed up there.
Like there's homecomings. Like losing on Ireland. Yeah. What's that? Like you wouldn't see that in Kerry.
How's that in the Simpsons? Our adoring fans came to wave us off the plane. Oh, look.
Mo, we're not dependent.
Yeah. Mo is there straight away.
There is an expectation that's different in Mayo compared to, like, our expectation is to be up to the final. I don't think they're winning. But Kerry, it's like...
it's different.
But that's what you need to do to beat
the here's a point you've made to merit with soccer. I mean, White Sligo can't compete because they didn't in the past, but if Kerry... just football, no other sport right down there, full mad. Mayo the same. Yeah. And Sligo then has the soccer.
Rugby.
To the rugby, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing in Mayo. Like, there's nothing,
there's nothing to do, I'd say, either in some of these places. In some of these shanty towns.
I put my hand up, and that's probably, like, I wasn't a huge Mayo fan up until, like 2009, like 10.
Really?
We were going away at the weekends, and it was only when my mates started making the Mayo. Like, I was in school at Keegan. And
okay, yeah, yeah.
I was in their class.
Right.
And, like, we were up in Inishowen that week, the year they bet the All-Ireland Champions Cork in 11.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there in the pub, we were watching, like, what? These fucking lads are beating All-Ireland Champions, like... What the fuck? So everyone started following it then, and they played Kerry and got bet. But the year after, they got to an All-Ireland final, and all of a sudden, it was this monster that's still rolling. Because there's nothing else to do in Mayo. Bar going the beer. But like, going the beer, watching the match is good crack because you can go different places.
Yeah.
There isn't much else to do. Like, following football, Mayo is the popular thing.
Well, yeah, like, as I told you, I worked in Ballinaff for a year and a half in Hollister, but I found, like, the Mayo Gaelic team... Are the Manchester United of Manchester, if you know what I mean? Like, yeah. they're the local, the English equivalent of your local soccer club. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Like, yeah, it's like Liverpool fans in Liverpool or Everton. Yeah, like, it's the own Newcastle. I nearly put them with. They're just, that's their team and they're obsessed and they follow them like that.
Yeah,
there was a one who went mad at me because I had tickets to the 16 All-Ireland final.
Oh, don't start me about Sligo lads getting tickets.
Why shouldn't we?
It sickens. Like, you realise the struggle you have to get.
I laughed. I had two tickets to one final. And this is no lie.
Does Gary Clancy go up every year to final?
No, he only decided to jump in the bandwagon. You know, he doesn't deserve a ticket. Yeah. He made me fucking angry.
When I went up to Omar Gales first, they were like, I was rapping for a ticket. And I was like, Jesus, it'd be great to win. Like, you know, like, you kill yourself. Yeah. Kill people to get a ticket in Mayo around all our final week. And then there's Joey and Niall Hodgins. Oh, yeah, we're going up. We should go up every year. I'm like, how are you getting these tickets, lads?
I did about 19 in a row until I missed one thing. Horn's wedding. I went in an absolute bender and didn't even turn up to Horn's wedding.
Well, we were playing fine.
That was my record gone.
And then, like, we were coming home. I was coming home. We were getting the train back to Ballymote or whatever it was. Yeah. And I'm like, absolutely giant. Like, the depths of depression, the jeans on, the Mayo polo shirts.
The Crocs on.
Just the Crocs. I'll bring up the Crocs in a second, actually. And then I got one seat left in the train, sat beside some fella, three fellas from Leitrim. I said, well, where were you, lads? Oh, we're at the final. Should we go every year? Sure, our friend works in Crow Park and gets us tickets. And I'm like, can you realize?
My old fella's from Kerry, and the best thing for him was living in Sligo. Yeah. It's like back when he would be, like, he used to go to All Ireland Finals probably up all the time when Kerry were in it.
You'd be involved with a club, you get tickets.
No, yeah, but you just know someone around town. Someone around town would always have a ticket. You might know the county board treasurer, you know. I don't know how many the county board get for it, but he thought it was great living in Sligo because nobody was ever asking for a ticket to the All Ireland. Yeah.
You need to go abroad. You need to go, like, to other counties with clubs because every club gets two. But
it used to always be two. The team that qualified the first weekend, it was a lot easier. So say Mayo got there on the first year. You got the running people. So you'd be ringing the buck down in Wexford. Yeah. Here, send up 10 tickets up here.
Swapping hurling for football tickets.
Because I think one of the All-Ireland, like a couple of the All-Ireland finals, it was definitely 50-50. The Mayo finals were 50-50 with people in it.
My first All-Ireland final was, I was at the 96, the Meath Mayo. So I took great joy that day. I was sitting right, so it would be section 301 of the Cusick lower. So I was sitting right in the fight. Yeah. Like, and I was kind of afraid. I was only a young fella. Yeah. Like,
it's all about 330.
Yeah,
that's,
330, you reckon?
That's the best. That's their best seats in.
I think so.
If you're I'm a season ticket holder. Yeah. Like, I won a season ticket when the first came out. Like,
Jesus, a great price.
Just paid a membership. Put us into a draw, and that's how I got so into football because it gave you free access to all club games. So I started with, like, I'm a miserable old fucker this time. So free into games. I used to go to any old match beyond Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I used to go to these club games and just watching them and loving meeting these absolute lunatics and taking pictures of them. That's what the whole RF thing started like.
Yeah.
Just everyone knew about these nutjob refs or these, you know, local heroes and just put pictures of them and everyone loved it. That's what it all started.
But actually, I was just when you're on about like this stuff, it just came into my head, like, you know, you're paying into games. Like, Brian O'Reilly was managing the Calvary Juniors about 2-3 years ago, and they were playing Junior B. It was a Junior B semi-final out in Skardon, and Brian rang me at 4:45, said, look, I'm only 17, would you just come out and bring the boots? I said, well, yeah, no bother. So I came out at about, the game's kicking off at 5:30, I showed up at about 5:15, €10, please. I was like, what? He goes, €10? I go, I'm playing. goes, if you were playing, you would be here already.
Which is a shit attitude.
I was like, he's not trying to charge me 10 euro in to a junior B semi final.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. There were certain ones, but like you can see you're on the programme, then you're landing in, and we're no more near on the programme. Just pick out some shy player.
I pulled a good one in Skyden there last. The first day it opened, they had all the underage finals on, and the Water Logic fan, the water, and like fellas don't really know what it is. It just is Water Logic. And I come, we go, did a list of all the COVID, and I go, oh, poor Clancy rang me there. He runs Skyden. He goes, something wrong in the dressing room. Some see a leak or something. I better go. Oh, go ahead.
I love it. I snuck into the Mayo Donegal game when the first lockdown was over. I was the only person to get into the match, and I went up, walked up, chanced the gate lock, and said, "Oh, yeah, sure, 1 point for Johnny Gilmartin." And the buck was like, "All right, yeah." And I just, "Fuck right." So walked in and hid in the jacks for 25 minutes until I heard the game start, and I just spent my way around the corner and watched it.
Right, am I going there? This is the game we haven't really talked about. Because as you said, like, what do you talk about in a way? But I think, okay, they might come in, and I think they'll beat the handicap, right? I think
I'm coming around that way of thinking.
The players, if they are playing actual football and it's a bit open, I'd be worried with Mayo going forward. Obviously, cutting through Paddy Durkin especially, and Mullen, and even if they take off, it's a long way back up that pitch to catch them, and then not get caught with an overlap type thing, like just a simple ball overhead and bang.
You're spending Connery.
Yeah, well, that's like if Murphy's on Oshie Mullen, Mullen sends him the other way, it's negating Murph's fucking main threat, and that's scoring.
I'd like to see, I'm looking forward to seeing Niall Murphy, like Oshie Mullen's been leaking a good bit of score. I think he's going to have fun on it. I think Murphy's going to do it, but I'd like to see Murphy on a top defender, see what he's really made of. I know he's played for Ireland.
Okay.
He's a high standard and he's regarded well in Sligo.
I just
want to see him up against the big boys and see where.
But like, how do you see him up against the big boys, if you know what I mean?
Well, there'll be
he has, if he'd a full team around, like if he'd
it makes it easier for him, I understand. But he will have a one-on-one duel, and it'll be interesting to see where he is. Like, because I think
you're not as gone as you think.
Well, no,
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it up against the big boys.
Well, Mullen's a different. If Mullen is
well,
on
Mullen
him,
isn't a great man marker. I wouldn't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a different kind of, like, if he just takes off the field pitch,
will Murphy go back?
Well, that's the thing. Is he? Has McAtee said, right, you fucking hold a position and whatever, wing back.
Yeah,
if you see him cross the 65, Mullen, you tag him then.
Yeah. Like, Peter Houghton, the top scorer.
Yeah, we're going on to that. I don't know what's going on there. I think, was he injured? I don't know.
No, he wasn't. He had a little niggle, like, but I just don't know. He doesn't look like the guy that's a superstar footballer. But then when he gets on the pitch, and he's just a laid-back style.
Okay.
And he kicks points for fun. Yeah. He's a wander of a boot, like. He's a genuinely class footballer.
I snuck into the Sligo Roscommon game in Boyle there a few weeks back.
Yeah, put a picture up of it then. Like.
Yeah, of course he did.
COVID.
We have no one to answer for. But Yachtin, come on. I thought he looked. Now, I don't know if I thought he'd just back from injury, but he just didn't look at county pace, I thought. I thought he looked sluggish, like.
Yeah, but he looked sluggish playing a county final in Mayo. But he was still kicking points for fun, like. He doesn't look like the type of guy.
Okay.
But you got to try something different, I think.
Well, that's it.
And Yachtin has done it against all these fellas at club level.
That's the thing as well, yeah. I haven't. I know it's gone train, but you think if Gawen's back as well, if you had him, Murph, and Gawen, and there's scores, surely. I know I know Mio would step up again, but.
I think 14 points is an awful lot.
Interesting. Sorry, go ahead. There.
No, just on the 14 points,
Like we've talked about loads of things now. Paddy Power will be on to us, it'll come crashing down at the 10. It'll come to 10, then we'll bank on 10, minus.
Well, you can do that too, you see. You can try and edge it in. So, like, you could back Sligo plus 14 if it goes in, then you can back Mayo minus 10, and any result in the middle is a double win, you know? It's no lose, basically.
Just something you said about the three tiers. And like this is like we go back to Sligo 2009-10 and even 12 and then back in the 90s competing with Mayo in that. Like look at the 97 kind of final, that was fucking only a point in the end.
Which we bet Mayo on, like, you know, bet Mayo.
Yeah, bet them and all.
He threw one away against Roscommon and Castlebar too.
That year.
Oh, stop. That was a bad one, though.
That was terrible. Yeah.
Now we played Kilchimon in a challenge game that morning and then went up and stopped in Baal on the way to the game and which like there was flaming Sambuca's being drank at like 12 o'clock. Yeah, it was reckless stuff. It was a bit extravagant for us for a Sunday morning.
I recall there was Sligo fans singing like year one before the game. Like.
Well, Sligo went off 1-6.
Well, we beaten Galway. What?
Sligo were 1-6 for that final.
I believe so.
We'd beaten Galway Mayo.
Yeah, it was done.
I remember saying after beating Galway Mayo, I remember chatting to I don't know how the quarterfinals lined up, but I could see the teams were knocked out. I was like, we're going to be in an All-Ireland semi-final. I was seriously said that. I never really say things like that. It's like straight out, I said, Sligo being Ireland saying fine, and God knows who'll get in that.
Yeah. There was, and yeah. He didn't play this way. They had the same attitude.
That wasn't free either. Looking back at
the Donny Shine.
The Donny Shine.
Yeah, it was tough. I thought he was very harsh on himself.
Very harsh on himself. I should Donny Shine never played like that again in his
I don't remember
life,
that at all.
Do you know?
Really? Like, yeah, I would never say, Jesus, Ewing fouled him there. Not
I had to look, when I read it, I was like, what the fuck's the animal?
Yeah.
I went back and looked at it, wasn't a free at all.
But I don't think anyone, look, everyone's hired themselves probably.
I think he was hard, that's the way that fella was.
But Alan Coss had fucking four outrageous scores in the second half.
But Donny Shine never
could play club, man.
You got a good one there, in fairness, a good listener to the podcast, my one too, in fairness.
And
top man.
But I'm going on to competing, right, and then I point to the, as you said, the tier structure. I wouldn't bring the fan of it. I know a good few Sligo. I know a good few Sligo players who wouldn't have been at all.
I guarantee you, if they'd done it, they wouldn't. They realise that.
Yeah, I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
Completely. I think Sligo players, they know, and they are, look, they're looking back at when they competed a few years ago, but I point to the hurlers. The hurlers are playing at exactly the level they deserve to play at now.
Yeah, and they're loving it.
Oh, yeah, and they'll get their award next week when they play Offaly.
Yeah.
That's where they deserve to be. Don't know how it'll go, but Offaly are where they deserve to be. They had a few bad years, so.
Yeah.
I think
it's a bigger carrot for young lads too when they're going in to go, right, we have a chance here of playing above a Croker, right? Might be a look at the club scene, right? Maybe not in Sligo, but in Mayo, lads that win a junior title in Mayo celebrate just as much as senior lads.
Like Ball last year in intermediate.
And they won a junior, like it was massive. Like there was a homecoming for them and everything, and like the Clamain, the same thing, they're on the pier for the week. And, you know, like it's a massive thing, and they're going to intermediate, and all of a sudden, then if they're on the up, they play at that level. And you know, like it's a realistic goal to go in, and it's good to for fellas to go in at the beginning of the year as a group and go, this is a realistic target. Like the hurlers have that every year.
Well, they have that now, yeah.
Whatever.
Now, it took a while for that. Chris Ring and all to people, like I know people were laughing about it when it first came out, nearly like the Frank Reichardt Cup, they were called the Nicky Reichardt.
But I used to love watching the finals.
I know it was such finals, yeah.
But like there'd be such, there were goalies, be like ridiculous players. There wouldn't be hurlers at all. Like, you'd just be able to belt the ball really hard.
To be like a goalie in the African Nations Cup.
I was always wondering how Warwickshire were appearing in these finals. I was like, what's going on in Harden in Warwickshire?
Where is Warwickshire? Is that Birmingham?
I don't know.
Jack Grealish scored a point for Warwickshire at half time in an exhibition match. One of the Ireland finals Mayo played at.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jack Bastard.
Grealish, Shane Long.
Turncoat.
Scored a point in Croke Park in all Ireland finals.
Jesus.
It's a good quiz question.
But they were kind of derided when they first came out as this and that, but look, they're serious competitions now.
Yeah.
So I think it has, as you said, it has that. For Sligo to progress, and I don't know if we're ever going to get back up to a place where you can compete with Mayo. Look,
I don't think so.
Yeah,
it's nothing to do with the people.
But can we earn? We could earn our chance
and you
to
go up to it. If they can give the option of playing in the leagues and you do well in your league and go have a run at the big with the big boys for it, but not just to have an automatic entry,
an automatic chance,
because there's no value in that. Like,
no,
you're not going to value it as much as if you worked hard in the league format that you got a chance to play the big boys. But it takes years of work to get to the. To get everyone used to it. It's like everything else. Change. People don't want change.
Yeah.
And if the one type of people that don't like change is GA people.
That's true.
They fucking hate it. Like, there are people still only getting over the divorce referendum, myself.
But, like, look, if Sligo go down to a tier, starting a tier two, tier three, whatever it's going to be, there's no Sky Sports against Mayo happening for them.
No, but with the GA go now and the way things are going, like, everyone can still watch the games and but
Sky
get your level.
Sky Sports would be nice. I asked Peter Laffey the other day, he didn't do his walk. I thought they'd do the walk on and the turn for the photo.
Oh,
for
the not doing that. No,
I don't think he said there's nothing done at all.
Oh, sickening.
Has to be something.
They might Kevin do for me.
O'Connor's brother is the producer for that.
Who?
Kenny
O'Connor's brother?
Rory O'Connor is the producer for
I wonder who gets every Bucking Man the Match award.
It was funny. I was actually flicking through Sky Sports News about 2 weeks ago. But, you know, they had the thing on the side, the promo, Sligo versus Mayo. I was like, you know, like, because they don't have the Euros, they don't talk about it as much. I was like, what the fuck is that doing on the screen?
Didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Remember the Formula 1 when they didn't cover the Formula 1? You might, whoever won the World Champ, you might get a little thing on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
No, you can't fucking get away from it. Like, it's on 24/7, it's pushing you. But that's look, they're in the business too, and it's everything else. And like, will Sky be with the GAA forever?
I don't know.
I don't agree with it. It should be free. It should be free, lads. Yeah. It's our national game. We're not benefiting too much.
I do like Sky's production of it, though.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
If you want to find out what happens in the game, the analysis is chopped.
Yeah. Like, I hate this argument. Like, someone will tweet now in the Sligo game on Saturday. Someone will tweet, "Oh, my poor dad couldn't watch the game." Yeah,
but it's a point, right?
I get out. It's also my old
cunt. I hope you get fucking kidney stones again and you're sitting in the hospital. Like, I wish you were.
There's four. I'll use my phone. I'll get the Sky Go app.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. But it should be like, if I want analysis of a game, 100% Sky all day long. But if I want, I don't want it. If you get 10 minutes at half time, I want Broly. I want Eamon Dunphy.
Good. He's
a
man now.
I want entertainment. I know he's an Eamon man. But I want that bit of, like, you know.
It's not much entertainment.
If
you fan
I
alone,
want
the
game analyse, I'll watch, I'll talk about it after I listen to a podcast or
Sligo Way podcast. We're not great for promo games because we came here to talk about
there's enough shite out there.
There is.
To waste your time trying to get fresh like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is what people want.
This is pub talk.
Well, our highest bits of listenership is the start of it, where we touch absolute shit.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes.
I'm enjoying this now. Let's enjoy this.
Gavin, point.
Go down and get one.
I might,
yes. John, I can take a break and get one.
Can do, yeah.
We press pause on that. We'll come back in part two.
Jesus,
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So that is a ref. Our chat kind of went on longer than we expected. As you can see, we covered a lot of topics there. So part two, there's another 40 minutes or so still to come. That will be out as a bonus episode. I don't know, mightn't be a bonus to you, but that'll be out as a second part, hopefully tomorrow or whenever you're listening to this. It could be out by then. Okay, last bit to wrap it up. Murty's fled on us, Ross.
Yeah, Murty's gone.
Jalan,
that's 47 minutes late. Yeah. We just interviewed with our ref.
Went on for 2 hours nearly there. Yeah, so
that was very unexected. So it's a bit fatigued here at the end, are we?
We are. We're here for over 3 hours now at this stage, and I still don't know where my van keys are after thinking back there.
Yeah.
So I have to get them. So, but
I said I'd be home ages ago now. So
we're not going to go too much longer tonight. Peter Meehan, romped home for the dancer. So it's young man, he definitely could be in for politics, I think, but what I'm hearing about him, I never talked to him. But
he's pretty keen to come on.
He came on the dancer this week. Well, we don't have a dancer this week.
No, because Murty left.
Because Murty left us in the lurch, but that's it.
We'll put Murty down for Jalan, will we?
We could do. I don't have one myself then. I'd go for RF. No, we'll leave it this week, will we?
We'll leave it this week, yeah.
I was going to say something, but if you're listening to this, there's no point in me saying that. I was going to say, if you're listening to this, but
right,
no,
it's been a long episode.
Let's
wrap
go.
It up.
Goodbye. See you next week.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Going back to where the beach is near, the beer is dear, there's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the final second, the whistle along is gone, the and Sligo Rovers at your back. By the river side, you can watch the tide as it flows.
Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Gary tried and drives it clean out over the fence. Out in the field of Cotton.
In the bookie shop, I don't need...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.